Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Isaiah chapter 37 and 38. We're going to read more about King Hezekiah. So let's listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing's renditions of Isaiah 37 and 38.
Isaiah 37. As soon as King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the secretary, and the senior priests, covered with sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz. They said to him,
"Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of distress, of rebuke, and of disgrace. Children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to mock the living God, and will rebuke the words that the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left."
When the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them,
"Say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard, with which the young men of the king of Assyria have reviled me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, so that he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land."
The Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libnah, for he had heard that the king had left Lachish. Now the king heard concerning Tirhakah, king of Cush.
"He has set out to fight against you."
And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying,
"Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you, by promising that Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, devoting them to destruction. And shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them, the nations that my fathers destroyed, Gozan, Haran, Rezif, and the people of Eden who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, the king of Hena, or the king of Ivah?"
Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord,
"O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they were destroyed. So now, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are the Lord."
Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying,
"Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, because you have prayed to me concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. She despises you, she scorns you, the virgin daughter of Zion. She wags her head behind you, the daughter of Jerusalem. Whom have you mocked and reviled? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes to the heights? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your servants you have mocked the Lord, and you have said, 'With my many chariots I have gone up the heights of the mountains to the far recesses of Lebanon to cut down its tallest cedars, its choicest cypresses, to come to its remotest height, its most fruitful forest. I dug wells and drank waters to dry up with the sole of my foot all the streams of Egypt.' Have you not heard that I determined it long ago? I planned from days of old what now I bring to pass, that you should make fortified cities crash into heaps of ruins, while their inhabitants, shorn of strength, are dismayed and confounded, and have become like plants of the field and like tender grass, like grass on the housetops, blighted before it is grown. I know you're sitting down and you're going out and coming in, and you're raging against me. Because you have raged against me and your complacency has come to my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will turn you back on the way by which you came. And this shall be the sign for you. This year you shall eat what grows of itself, and in the second year what springs from that. Then in the third year sow and reap and plant vineyards and eat their fruit. And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria,
He shall not come into this city, or shoot an arrow there, or come before it with a shield, or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same he shall return, and he shall not come into this city, declares the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for the sake of my servant David.
And the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when people arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned home and lived at Nineveh. And as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, Adrammelech and Sharezer his sons struck him down with the sword. And after they escaped into the land of Ararat, Esarhaddon his son reigned in his place. Isaiah 38. In those days Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him,
Thus says the Lord, Set your house in order, for you shall die. You shall not recover.
Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said,
Please, O Lord, remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight.
And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah.
Go and say to Hezekiah,
Thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and will defend this city. This shall be the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has promised. Behold, I will make the shadow cast by the declining sun on the dial of Ahaz turn back 10 steps.
So the sun turned back on the dial the 10 steps by which it had declined. A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness.
I said, in the middle of my days, I must depart. I am consigned to the gates of Sheol for the rest of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall look on man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom, from day to night. You bring me to an end. I calmed myself until morning. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. From day to night, you bring me to an end. Like a swallow or a crane, I chirp. I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Be my pledge of safety. What shall I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I walk slowly all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. O restore me to health, and make me live. Behold, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness. But in love you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol does not thank you, death does not praise you. Those who go down to the pit do not hope for your faithfulness. The living, he thanks you, as I do this day. The Father makes known to the children your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will play my music on stringed instruments all the days of our lives at the house of the Lord.
Now Isaiah had said,
let them take a cake of figs and apply it to the boil, that he may recover.
Hezekiah also had said,
what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord?
My journals from 1991, 2001, and 2011 reflect some thoughts on these two chapters. So let's begin with 1991. I wrote about chapter 37. Against all odds, God delivers his people. 185,000 die as Israel is saved. That's a big number. In 2001, I wrote, God delivers Israel from Assyrians against all odds. He destroys 185,000 soldiers and the king. Trust in the Lord. He then extends Hezekiah's life 15 years. In 2011, I wrote, Hezekiah turned to the Lord for his help in time of need. God heard his prayer, saved Jerusalem, and punished Assyria. We need leaders who will turn to the Lord. And I quoted a verse, so now, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are the Lord. 37:20. Then I wrote, God said Hezekiah was to die. Then God said he would live an extra 15 years. What happened in between? Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Can prayer change the mind of God? These are amazing chapters of God's deliverance, even when things look impossible. So no matter what you're facing, look at these two chapters. Read them again and again when you're facing things that are against all odds, because God delivers. In this passage, though, we also learn that God doesn't necessarily respond to the immediate crisis. Look at chapter 37, verse 26. He said, have you not heard that I determined it a long ago? I planned from days of old what now I bring to pass. Nothing surprises God. Your circumstance doesn't surprise God. He already has an answer for you, just like he had an answer for King Hezekiah. It was nothing for an angel of the Lord to go out and strike down 185,000 Assyrians. It was nothing for God to add 15 years to the life of King Hezekiah. It is nothing for God to solve your problem. Lord, we thank you for the power of your word, the hope we get from staying in the scriptures. Somebody listening today may be facing an impossible task. This passage gives you hope. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Whether you face a corporate crisis, like the town being under siege, like Hezekiah, with 185,000 Assyrians standing at the wall, or whether you face a personal crisis, like your own health, like Hezekiah did. Either one is solvable when you put your faith and trust in the Lord. Hezekiah went to the Lord. I hope you do too. Lord, from these chapters, we gotta believe that prayer changes things. So we pray and we ask you to change the things that need to be changed in our lives. You will get the glory just like you did in these chapters in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.